Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you're watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right. He's wrong. So far this season, a lot of mediocrity in the AFC, only two teams over 500. Here, we do not even know how to spell mediocrity. Statement number one, the Cincinnati game will define the course of this season.
I'm going to agree, Bob. We talked a little bit when the Steelers were getting ready to take on the Jets how important it was not to be 0-2, and we debated the mathematics, September football, how urgent was it that they right the ship at that particular juncture. I'm not going to call this must win, because if they play really well and the officiating crew winds up ruling an interception, a game-winning touchdown on the last play of the game by some fluke of nature.
We can't get at Hockley 2 weeks in a row, right?
I'm going to give them a pass for that, but it's going to take something like that for me to come out of Cincinnati with anything but a win, feeling good about the Steelers. We all know where they are at 2-3. We all know how they got there. The question is, are they destined to keep going down that same road, or do they have better in them? If they do have better in them, it's time to show it against a division opponent, time to finally win a road game, and time to get their feet under them so they can start moving forward.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I agree with the statement. To me, this Bengals game is the final frontier. We have seen the Steelers lose on the road in the conference. They have not yet played a division game. They have not yet played a division team on the road. They need to break some streaks starting Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. Statement number two, this is a better defensive line than Philadelphia's.
I'm going to disagree. It might be as good. It is very good. I'll agree with that. And it's a similar concept. A lot of bodies, a lot of a ferocious pass rush, a lot of play the run on the way to the quarterback. The different element here is the pass blocking. The Bengals really want to get their hands up and knock those balls down at the line of scrimmage. Solomon Wilcots was doing the game against Cleveland last week on television, and he said that he had been told their strategy against a three-step drop was get your hands up and jump. I don't know a lot of people that coach defensive linemen to jump, but it seems to be working. They got a tip pick, Labs, the Bengals did. One defensive lineman tipping it to another. You don't see that a whole lot.
How about having defensive linemen who actually can jump?
Oh, no, 20 sacks.
I'm gonna agree with the statement and disagree with you, and that 20 sacks is the primary reason why. The secondary reason why is that the Bengals' best player lines up in the interior of the defensive line, which means it puts him that much closer to the quarterback. Maybe the Bengals don't go as deep as the Eagles do, but Carlos Dunlap, Michael Johnson, and Geno Atkins all could start for the Eagles right now. Statement number three, put it all on Ben.
Disagree, just semantically so. All on Ben? No, I can't go there. Most of it on Ben? Yeah, I'm going to go there. He's got to be the guy that leads this team wherever it's going to go, but he's going to need a little help, Labs. And while I agree with the theory that the offense probably has to be the lead dog for the Steelers this season, I think the defense is performing at a level that is much further away from top end than the offense. So I think it's the defense that needs to pick it up the most. And I can't forget the special teams because, not that I'm being critical of this, but if a 54-yard field goal goes through against Tennessee, you probably have a different result there. Special teams have to pop some kicks, have to create some turnovers on kicks, have to spring some
get
returns.
Get some punts off.
And they got to do that voodoo that they do, not as well as they need to right now. So Ben's out front, but there better be a lot of people following.
Yeah, Ben's going to need some help. I agree with the statement, and I'm going to disagree with you. I agree he needs some help, but Ben has to be the guy who makes more great plays than anyone else every week. This is where the Steelers are now. He is their main guy, and I'm not saying that he needs to throw it every down or anything like that, but Ben needs to lead the way. Statement number four, the Ravens' injuries are a game changer.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Baltimore sitting at 5-1, as are the Houston Texans, the two best records in the AFC. Baltimore appears to be in a pretty comfortable position in the AFC North, but just because the Ravens won 5 out of 6 doesn't mean to me they can't go on a losing streak or drop 3 or 4. Their injuries are starting to mount. To me, the critical one is not Ray Lewis, but Lardarius Webb, the cornerback who you and I think have both come around to accepting is a pretty
good
football
player.
It's tough to lose corners in this league. You look at that Baltimore rush defense, 214 on the ground allowed against Kansas City, 227 allowed on the ground in the follow-up game against Dallas. That's not a recipe for running away with anything.
No, it's not. I agree with you, and I agree with the statement. And let me just add this. I think that the loss of Ray Lewis in that defensive huddle before every offensive play is going to hurt them maybe even more than the on-field loss of Lardarius Webb. That's going to do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Prasuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next week exclusively on Steelers.com.